Thanks to Tim Dugan, he's working on a documentary called Tennessee Walking Men. Him and his buds are going to walk around Tennessee from one end to the other. Tim, thanks for talking to WUTC.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad y'all are having us.
So you're about to embark on this journey across Tennessee, and you're planning on making a film called Tennessee Walking Men to document your journey. Tim, what came first, the idea to walk Tennessee or the idea to make a documentary?
Well, actually, Michael and Matt, the other two walking men, had come up with the idea to walk across Tennessee and approached me a little bit later about it a few months ago. Michael went to school for art. Matt writes and is interested in journalism. And I've been a photographer and doing videos for the last 5 or 6 years. And I think we all just wanted to do something where we could match our like spirit for adventure and wanderlust with making an art project. And it seemed like a great opportunity to start it.
And you've all lived in Tennessee before, right?
I was raised here almost all my life. I think Michael and Matt were both born here. Matt's from Memphis and Michael's from Murfreesboro. So we both spent, or all three of us have spent almost all of our lives here. But we've spent most of our time in Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga, Murfreesboro. And we've done some hiking and outdoorsing around Tennessee, but we've certainly never seen a lot of it that we'll see walking.
The trip is going to begin in Memphis, correct?
Yeah. Our friend Matt, being from Memphis, his family has a place actually just outside of it, and we'll start right there, and we're taking a big zigzag route all up and down and across until we hit Mountain City.
And how did you route this trip?
Mainly to walk along rivers and just to see as much as we could see. So first we'll be heading north up towards Union City and Paris, and then back down and south around Nashville, just below it. We'll make a few more trips north and south before we go up the North Carolina border. We planned it so that we could go through a lot of small towns and stay on highways and away from interstates, stay along beautiful natural sites.
And what's the estimate of miles that the route will be? Do you know?
It should be about 1,200 miles. We're staying pretty flexible on the actual road-to-road route, and we've scheduled ourselves 90 days to do it, so that should give us about 60 days of walking 20 miles a day, and then we'll have another 30 to stop and film as well as be flexible on that.
I read, too, somewhere that it's not only about the geography, but you're hoping to kind of meet some interesting Tennesseans on the way.
The landscape is really more a backdrop for the people that we meet. And I think the heart of this documentary project is really to understand what a location means to someone's experience. And it's certainly a personal exploration for each one of us in a different way. We're trying to find what it means personally for each person that we meet to be in Tennessee and to be in the part they are, whether they're from here or not.
And you said earlier you work in photography. Have you ever worked in documentary before?
Really only short form. I take photos and I make music videos for musicians, mostly in Nashville. I do a little bit of commercial work, but this will be the most extended project for any one of us. Michael has done some video as well, but we've been putting a lot of work into it. Turns out making a documentary by yourselves is a hell of a lot of work even before you start it.
Yeah. But so what's the closest that you think you'll come to Chattanooga?
We'll be going by the Ocoee. There's a man we want to meet who, the oldest man who goes up and down the Ocoee River. Him and his wife have him take us rafting a little bit. So I think that's about the closest we'll come to Chattanooga.
And any towns or cities that you're excited to finally get to go through and see?
I would say I'm looking forward most to natural sites. Like, I've never been to Fall Creek Falls as close to me as it has been. But I think I'm just staying very open and looking forward to meeting the people, especially who have already reached out to us and offered their homes and offered to show us around. I think we'll find somebody in every town that is interesting to meet, and that's my main focus, really.
Personally, I was kind of disappointed you're not going through my stomping grounds, Lexington and Jackson, Tennessee. You're not going
through. Oh, yeah. We will miss Jackson, Yeah, we'll be going up and around it.
Hey, man, that's got the Casey Jones Village there. It's the birthplace of Carl Perkins.
I heard there's a cool private zoo outside of Jackson, too. I kind of wanted to see it. Maybe it was outside of Dyersburg, which we'll be going closer to.
When do you think the walk will begin?
We'll be starting walking in 12 days, which is way closer than it has been in my mind.
And people can donate to the project, right?
Yes, we have an Indiegogo page. We're crowdfunding as much of it. We're certainly personally funding a lot of it. Every little bit helps us increase the quality of the film itself as well.
Well, Tim Dugan, thanks so much for talking with us. I hope the project goes well. I think it will. I think it's a good time. Good adventure.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Jarrett. Really appreciate it.
That was a conversation with Tim Dugan of the Tennessee Walking Men documentary project. The documentary plans to be finished next spring, entering the film circuit in 2015. For more information, visit TennesseeWalkingMen.com. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.